Hare Krishna, reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. And since we just completed chapter 6, we'll read the outline of chapter 6 and summarize it, and then read the outline of chapter 7. So chapter 6, Advancing in Yoga Through Detached Work, section A, verses 1 through 4. Astanga Yogis, like Nishkam Karma Yogis, engage in detached work to advance. Section B. The Yoga Ruddha stage, giving up work. This is the 5th through 9th verse in chapter 6. When a yogi's mental control reaches the stage of regarding well-wishers, the envious, the pious, and sinners equally, he may then even give up Nishkam Karma Yoga. Section C. Further stages in the practice of yoga, text 10 to 32. Krishna describes the practices of Astanga Yoga and its results, Yoga Ruddha, the perfectional stage, and ultimately the vision of the Super Soul. Section D. Necessity of controlling the turbulent mind, 33 through 36. Although control of the mind is undoubtedly difficult, it is nevertheless essential and obtainable only by constant practice and detachment. Section E, the destination of the unsuccessful yogi, 37 through 45. Unsuccessful transcendentalists obtain either heavenly enjoyment followed by an aristocratic birth, if they are slightly advanced, or birth in a family of wise transcendentalists that bring them immediate further training, if they are more advanced. And section F, text 46 to 47, the topmost yogi. Yogis are greater than empiricists, fruit of workers, and ascetics. And of all yogis, those who with full faith always think of Krishna and render transcendental loving service to him are the highest of all. Now here's the connection between chapters 6 and 7. Krishna has explained in chapter 6 that the yogi most intimately united with him is Madgitenantaratmana, thinking of him from within. Krishna, in chapter 7, begins to explain how to become Madgitenantaratmana. So here's the summary of chapter 7. A. Knowing Krishna by hearing about him. This is the first three texts in chapter 7. Krishna requests Arjuna to hear of both his material and spiritual energies, and he declares that the transcendentalist who succeeds in truly knowing him is most rare. Section B, this is verses 4 through 12. Knowing Krishna's material and spiritual energies. Krishna, as the source of both matter and spirit, can be seen in the world when we view all existence as a combination of Krishna's material and spiritual energies. He is also the active essence of everything. And although Krishna is not under his energies, the three modes, all else in material existence is manifested by combinations of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Section C, Krishna controls the modes, so surrender. Text 13 to 14. Those who surrender to Krishna, the controller of the modes, will cross beyond the delusion caused by the three modes, and they will come to know him. D. The impious never surrender. The pious do surrender. Text 15 through 19. Four kinds of men never surrender, and four kinds do surrender. Of those who surrender, the jnani, who has no material desires, is both the best and the most rare. Section E. Surrender to demigods and impersonalism. Text 20 through 25. those who surrender to demigods, and those who are impersonalists have no knowledge of Krishna, and thus, in their foolishness, they do not surrender to him. And the final section in chapter 7, section F, text 26 through 30, bewilderment and freedom by knowing Krishna. The living entity's bewilderment is caused by Maya's forcing him to see dualities. His freedom is caused by devotional service, which places him beyond those dualities. Thus, by being conscious of Krishna in devotional service, one can know him even at the time of death. Okay, we shall end here and keep this reading short, and we shall begin reading chapter 7 very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.